This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Yesterday, I played some of the audio from Malcolm Gladwell, who was doing a mea culpa on some of the trans, you know, sports comments that he's made in the past. Jen Say, who's the founder and the CEO of XXXY Athletics, is going to join us with her reaction to that. We have a Thursday edition of Sue's News coming up. I will also, at 4:04, talk about the great pigeon heist of 2025.
Oh, I'm intrigued.
Oh my gosh, this is a crazy story that I'll share here after 4 o'clock. And of course, with Friday just around the corner, we have a Reardon Roundtable set for tomorrow. Jane will be here. Ed Rohde will be on the liberal side of the panel. Sean Flower on my side. He is the mayor of Eureka. Paul Hall with entertainment. Oh, I gotta tell you about this Catfish documentary that he recommended last week. Oh my
gosh. Did you watch the whole thing?
I did. I watched it and I finished it this morning, and that thing is nuts. Whoa. It really is. Okay, here's something that I read a couple of days ago. This is on NPR. You know it's got to be true. A group of more than 85 scientists have issued a joint rebuttal to a recent U.S. Department of Energy report about climate change, finding it full of errors and misrepresenting climate science. This comes weeks after the Union of Concerned Scientists and the Environmental Defense Fund filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration that alleges that Energy Secretary Chris Wright, quote, quietly arranged for 5 handpicked skeptics of the effects of climate change, unquote, to compile the government's climate report and violated the law by creating the report in secret. This is my favorite part. This is the winning part here. With authors, quote, of only one point of view.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Let that sink in just for a moment.
Oh, my
really,
gosh.
When you think of how ironic is that? Gregory Whitestone is here. Whitestone, I'm sorry. He's a geologist and the executive director of the CO2 Coalition in Virginia. Gregory, how are you? Welcome back to 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, really good, really good. DOE studied your reporting. The report was excellent. And we finally got somebody pushing back against this narrative of a man-made driven climate crisis. So glad to see it, and people I know and respect very well.
Well, how comedic is it for them to make a complaint saying it's only one point of view when they have not allowed any other point of view for a couple of decades? On it. I mean, the LA Times blatantly has a policy where they will not even, you know, entertain any positions that, you know, go from the mainstream narrative of climate change. So that just had to make me laugh. But talk about this report and what the report actually says and why they're kind of worked up about it on the other side.
Well, they actually drew everything in their report came from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which is, but they, what I, and actually I was an expert reviewer for the IPCC for the last report. Didn't have much to add, though. They don't listen to us. But what, there's a lot of good science in these, in this IPCC reports, but the only thing people look at is the politically driven, it's called the Summary for Policymakers. And it's the only, because there's I think 40 different books basically of different science, and what they did was take out what wasn't really listed in the Summary for Policymakers and show what the truth is. And the truth is that it's the science is not cut and dried. The science does not support this consensus of a of man-made driven warming, and or that there's a consensus that CO2 is the primary driver of CO2 of our warming over the last 50 or 60 years. But Chris Wright at Department of Energy scheduled that. And isn't that chutzpah for them to say it was only one point of view when that's what they've done? They've silenced people like me and my esteemed colleagues at the CO2 Coalition that are some 200 of the top experts in the world that are pushing back against this narrative. And we just in a comment we filed just 2 days ago, written by Dr. Richard Lindzen of MIT and Dr. William Happer of Princeton, two of the most esteemed physicists of our time. Dick Lindzen there actually, an example of how difficult it is to get our voices out there. He and Dr. Happer have been trying and trying for years to get published their contrary data. Nothing's been disputed what they're saying. They just don't like the results they get. He reported from one journal, finally did publish one of his reports. The editor was immediately fired. The new editor was quickly appointed, and that editor sought out two other people to post rebuttals against what he wrote without him able to respond. And that's how they do it. If you allow that to get out, this contrary data of an Earth that's thriving and prospering, you're going to get fired. If you're at the university, you're going to lose your funding and maybe get fired. We've seen it happen time and time again.
Oh yeah,
and it's just awful what they do to us.
Yeah, I can't remember the guy's name, but I had someone from the University of Colorado that was basically, you know, just shoved out of his position. Some of this is sometimes DEI related as well. So there's a guy named Steve Koonin who is a physicist, and he worked in the Department of Energy as an undersecretary under Barack Obama. But he also was the co-author of the report last month. And he went from a position where he thought that the warming was all caused by humans, but now he feels like greenhouse gas emissions have been exaggerated. And he says, and this was in the Free Press a couple of weeks ago, he says he started to dig more deeply into climate science in 2014 and discovered that it had, quote, a dirty underbelly. And he says, I started paying attention to the representation of the climate science in the media and political discussions and realized that things were just not being told straight. Well, some of us realized that even before 2014, I would say, and I think you would agree. But are there more people like Steve Koonin who have kind of come over and seen the light?
Oh, my, yes.
Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah, yes. And there are more coming every day. I think we're going to see a groundswell of people finally coming out. And I know Steve fairly well. We communicate nearly every week. And actually, if you don't buy my book, A Very Convenient Warming, he's got a book called Unsettled that he published 2 years ago that's really good. And so it's probably up there in the top two or three or four books published on climate science. And, of course, my two books would be up there with them also, just saying. But Steve's very good. We see a lot of scientists that say quietly what they don't say out loud, that there was no climate crisis. I talked to a prominent geologist that has a show on National Propaganda Radio.
Thank you for correcting that.
So, and I talked to him privately, and I said, "Why don't you?" I said, "Do you really believe there's a climate crisis?" He said, "No, I don't." He says, "But if I came out and said it in public, you know, NPR wouldn't have me back on.
Right,
I'd lose
right.
my audience. I'm contacting millions of people every week, and I think it's important." Well, you know what? There's a word for those kind of people: prostitutes.
Well,
you know,
yeah.
they're not telling the truth. I couldn't do it. Hopefully, you couldn't do it. I don't think you would. We speak the truth. And he says, "Well, you know, you got to. If I came out and said it, you know, I'd lose my show." And you know, so he doesn't believe there is a climate crisis.
So what about, you know, there was a story in the Washington Post, and we experienced this here in St. Louis. We are right now. We had a pretty hot July, but, man, it has been beautiful at the end of August. Today is what I would call, so you know how Dave Murray refers to these days. I call them a 10% day. Like, there are only 10% of the days that are this damn nice in the whole year, and today happens to be one
yeah.
of them, right?
Oh, yeah.
But we could be easily in the 90s in St. Louis at the beginning of September. So the story in the Washington Post was D.C.'s coolest August in 25 years, driest on record. Will September follow suit? And they said that, yeah, there's little sign that the cool, dry weather pattern will reverse course. So clearly there's a difference between, and people point this out, between weather, right? Weather and what's happening with the climate overall. But we always have to queue up the story at the end of the year. It's the hottest year on record, right? It's the warmest year on the record.
Yep.
How
yep.
is that going to jive with cool temperatures during the summer in many parts of the country, in D.C. and in St. Louis? They're going to have to come up with a new narrative on that one, aren't they?
Yeah, and it gets a little complicated. And part of it is, the truth is, we have been in a warming period for more than 300 years ago. And we didn't really start adding a lot of CO2 to the atmosphere, anything that would actually cause warming to any degree, until the mid-20th century. So we had 250 years warm. So we are in a warming trend. If that's the case, then recent temperatures should be warmer than those over the last 300 years. But that doesn't hold true if you go, I'm a geologist, I put things in the long-term perspective. And if you look back over thousands or even millions of years, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of years, we find that actually our temperatures today are cooler than the other periodic warm periods that we've seen throughout human history, which were the Minoan warm period, which was the Bronze Age, the Roman warm period, the medieval warm period, were all warmer than today, with very low carbon dioxide levels.
Nobody wants to talk about that.
And let me add, in my new book in particular, a lengthy section on the benefits of these warm periods, were just each of those warm periods I mentioned were hugely beneficial to humanity. The human condition thrived. Food was bountiful. Life was good.
Yeah, that's another dirty little secret. Sometimes it gets left out. The benefits of CO2,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
That goes exactly. Yeah. And the cold periods were horrific. So it's just the opposite of what they're telling you. They're telling you heat is bad. Heat is bad. We need to have it colder. No. History tells us that we should welcome the warmth and fear the cold. So they would call me a science denier. I would call them a history denier because they don't listen to what history tells us.
I like that. Gregory Wrightstone, thank you so much for jumping on here with me this afternoon. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.